Welcome back, Chunkies, coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com. And you can join their team today. It's Bish, EB, and JP. We're going to talk to Will Dawkins, the Wizards GM, coming up at 8:25. Don't want to miss that. Plus Mark Ein.
We got some heavy hitters today.
Commanders, yeah, minority owner, chairman of the Mubadala DC Open, will join us to talk about the tennis tournament. But we have to touch on the latest stadium news. The Commanders have issued a response following a proposal to remove the RFK Stadium lease from the district's upcoming budget plan, and they say that development could jeopardize their long-anticipated return to the city. Mm. The Commanders emphasize that the project represents more than just a home field. So they've, you know, been lobbying hard, but it sure seems like the city council throws a monkey wrench on everything, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think these guys are looking for some more like fiscal assurances. I'm all for fiscal responsibility. If they have to grandstand a little bit, hold out to get what they need to make it make sense financially, I'm fine with it.
As of 2 days ago, only four of the necessary seven council members have publicly backed the proposal.
Yeah.
And there's a July 15th deadline looming. So,
is that the self-imposed deadline from Josh Harris? Like, the Harris group wants him to get it done.
Well, I think that came from the mayor's office.
Oh, that came from the mayor's office?
Yeah, okay. Pretty sure. He just said that he wants the deal.
He wants it done soon.
He wants the new stadium to be open by 2030.
Right. Yes.
So they want to start this as quick as possible. And it sounded like he was kind of pissed. And he said, look, if you can't get the deal done, I'll look somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's a real threat. And he's just, you know.
I think that's really a real threat.
If it is, then D.C. needs to get it together. Because he will move it.
Here's the statement from the Commanders, issued through their spokesperson. The Commanders are committed to working with the council around the clock to keep this project on schedule and deliver a world-class stadium for the district by 2030. And then they go into what they believe. This is about more than just a stadium. It's an investment in families, local workers, and long-term economic opportunity that will transform the community, district, and the region.
Right, but all that's
any
just words.
Substantive delays will jeopardize D.C.'s ability to attract premier concerts, global talent, and marquee events, including the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup.
So show me the money. Show me how it's going to work.
Does this worry you?
No,
I mean, maybe it should worry you if Josh is saying, hey, if this doesn't happen, I'll go elsewhere. Because then all of a sudden the other players get back in the mix.
I'm fine with them holding them accountable. And let's figure out exactly how we're going to make up all this money we're going to spend. Like, it's billions of dollars at stake here.
I'm team DC here.
Yeah,
well,
me too.
By the way, the mayor submitted her budget, but late, like beyond the deadline. And they're just doing their due diligence.
Right.
I heard Zachary Parker on with Grant and Danny, and he made some great points. I'll see if I can pull some up here real
and
quick.
And Parker, what, is he one of the guys?
Yeah. He's
one of the council members.
Council members. And, you know, stuff like you wouldn't even think of. Like the land being used for parking. Where does that money that's generated for parking, who gets that money? What kind of rev share is being?
Right.
And they have to go comb through this, which was submitted late, so they're just separating it from what was added to it so that they can read through it, do their due diligence, counter how the stadium's going to make money for D.C. I mean, they were behind the eight ball as soon as it was submitted.
The Commanders want to break ground next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it might be in jeopardy. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, the council chair, Phil Mendelson, said no one should infer from the introduction of the latest bill that funding in the mayor's proposed budget for the Commanders team is in jeopardy. But there are some that are inferring that.
He said council members have said that they support leaving the funding as proposed by the mayor in the budget. The attached bill would not alter that. So Mendelsohn seems still positive about it. I don't know about these Zachary Parkers of the world, but maybe you're right. So because they have said, and Mendelsohn said this too. He said, we just don't have all the data, and maybe that's part of it. They don't have all the information yet.
And they're expecting to pass these billion-dollar budget, you know, like the largest one in the city's history.
But that kind of surprises me because the mayor's office and, you know, the city should have all of that already out in front and saying, this is what you're getting. This is how much we think we're going to get.
I mean,
such a big deal, you would think that information would be proposed.
I'm not sure they've thought about everything yet.
Apparently not.
Do you want to hear Zachary Parker on with Grant and Danny? I think this was Friday.
Yeah.
I also heard Eric Flack on with Grant and Danny. When I listen to him, he's got all the details, and I'm never super encouraged.
I would say the overwhelming majority of the council is excited about this opportunity. And my sense is we will get this done. I think there is a level of skepticism by some that a delay is merely a tactic to keel or divert this project, and that is not what is happening at all. We would be irresponsible to merely sign off on a deal if we didn't read all of the fine print and do our vetting. And all we're saying is, in good faith, let's keep talking with commanders, working together, and strike the right deal. You had asked earlier about other jurisdictions, and I would just say we would ask the commanders to continue to work with us, ideally exclusively. But we do not believe that taking a few extra weeks will pose that significant of a risk that Virginia or Maryland would be able to swoop in to steal the commanders from the district. And we get a sense that they too want to come home. So let's make it happen.
Yeah. So did you mention Eric Flack's the tweet that he sent out?
I didn't see the tweet, but I just mentioned listening to his interview.
He said, just talked to a D.C. council member who got real about what the commanders want out of timelines to approve the stadium deal and what's really going to happen. And the commanders might not like what I heard. And, of course, he says, you know, team says 2030 is the target date. But he says the commanders might not like what I heard. Now he doesn't go into what he heard. But
you know what do you mean in terms of being able to hit those dates?
To hit
those timelines?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if they want to break ground next year, I guess it's a four-year project because they want to open in 2030.
Mm-hmm. And you know, things always, they hit snags, things, you know,
but
red tape.
The way I look at it is it's only June 27th, and they said July 15th is, you still got, you know, 2.5 weeks
to make something happen. I know a few days ago there was a Maryland state senator who wants to fight for the commanders to stay at FedEx.
Oh, sure. To swoop in now, right?
That's what I'm saying. That everybody was excited about the initial news. And Mayor Bowser came on this show. And everything seems still to be, I'm not saying it's not headed in that direction, but it seems to be headed in the direction of the team returning to RFK.
Yeah.
Most of the fan base excited about the team returning to RFK.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
It's like, but
it's got to make sense.
Right. If there's a hiccup, then other, you know, things may open up.
I'm pretty sure the biggest problem or the biggest gap is with parking, and where the rev share is going to.
That's
part of the part problem.
Well, that's,
or that's part of the
figure.
Biggest problem.
I would think they should be able to sit down.
Right. It's a negotiation.
Could it be a 50-50 split?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like that hard to negotiate.
It's just that massive deal, and you can't just, I know JP said we'd be rubber stamp. I would not be a rubber stamp. You can't just be a rubber stamp.
Is DC leasing the land for parking to Josh Harris, and then Josh Harris gets all of the revenue from parking, or is that pot being divvied up, or what's the percentage of how that's going to be divvied up if the Harris group has to pay a yearly lease on the land, and is that price locked in for X amount of years? It's very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we got to get Mayor Bowser on the show again. Ask her these questions.
And I don't think she should get a. I don't think she should just get some pass with this. I mean, the reason why it's so behind is
they were so behind putting.
Yeah, they were so behind putting it together.
Yeah. Listen, I'm sure that there's some guys grandstanding and want their little pet projects, whatever. That's what happens. It's kind of standard. But I don't expect them to just rubber stamp this. It's a massive deal. They got to try to be as fiscally responsible as they can. It seems like our government people are never that particularly fiscally responsible. So let's I'm okay with it.
And Josh needs to exercise a little patience. Like, I know he wants it by a certain date, and I know the Women's World Cup 2031 is looming, and that's a huge thing, but, you know, it's the way it is.
Well, he's dealt with stadium issues or arena issues with the 76ers.
Mm-hmm. He has.
You know, so...
But he got it done.
You can say there's impatience, but also, the longer it lingers, it may be tougher to actually make it happen in D.C. So, on Wednesday, the D.C. Council essentially just separated the redevelopment of RFK from the rest of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bill that was introduced, right, by Phil Mendelson. Doesn't necessarily mean it's spiking the project. I think you're right. They're looking at it further. But it just makes you nervous. And I think the recent history of what happened with Alexandria and the Wizards and Caps, it'll always make you think, well, that could happen here.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. You can't just promise stuff that you can't deliver. So,
this is what I don't understand. So they set this July 15th deadline, but if they don't want to break ground until next year, why do they have to have the July 15th deadline? Why can't the deadline be November 15th?
I don't know.
Or October 15th.
Red tape you got to through before you can even break ground, Jason, right?
Yeah, I'm sure, but you got another 5 months, 6 months.
I don't know. Dude, it's a massive, massive project.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So take your time. I'm kind of with Valdez on this. Take your time. Don't make it a hard deadline and then say, all right, if you don't get it done by July 15th or approve it, we're going to Maryland. Just let it get done. Negotiate
the
deals.
We'll drag their feet wherever, though.
Okay,
from Harris's
that's what
perspective,
I'm saying.
At the end of the day, he just needs a freaking stadium.
You can give a hard deadline, because if you want to start breaking ground in 26, you have to have a hard deadline. But it doesn't have to be July 15th.
Yeah, Mendelson says they don't have key financial data.
Yes.
To make the final decision.
Well, that's what Matt's saying.
Yeah, get him the data.
It's more than that. It's a
like might not have the data.
They're talking about like the what interest rate on the bonds are they going to get? Like all this stuff is unknown.
Yeah.
There's massive issues out there. They're way bigger than we can comprehend. And in the Harris group, God bless them, they just want them to rubber stamp it. And I don't think that they can responsibly do that. I'm fine with them. Figure it out. If they move.
I think they still will figure it out.
I think if I had to bet, I would bet they do figure it out. Yeah. I don't know by what timeline, but I bet eventually when push comes to shove, they'll get it across the finish line. If I had to bet.
I mean, does DC want do the council members still want RFK to sit there and
well, they got property? Regardless, I agree with Sheehan on that.
They got to do something.
They got to at least continue tearing that thing down.
Well,
what are they waiting for?
Councilman Parker said that they are willing to negotiate while the demolition begins.
Yeah.
So that hopefully you can make up some time that way.
Right. Because they got to demolish that thing regardless of whether they get a new stadium or not.
Yeah.
That thing's got to go regardless.
I mean, if you don't put a stadium there or...
Put a park there. It looks ridiculous.
It looks awful.
Yeah. Well, apparently they can't just blow it to smithereens, right? Because of the asbestos.
I have no idea.
This is what...
But it's a little more complicated, this demolition.
Yeah.
Remember we were talking about this 2 weeks ago, and you asked me to reach out to the mayor's office?
Mm-hmm.
This is what someone on her team said to me. The work inside the stadium is already happening. Right now, most of the work is inside the stadium, so you won't see a lot of activity from the outside. It started in January, but if you go over now, you'll see trucks, crews, and equipment actively working, taking the stadium down.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't just blow it up. They got to do it piece by piece.
It's not like a Vegas
piece.
Hotel.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're doing it piece by piece.
Yeah.
So that's why it's going to take longer.
As long as they're doing it. Regardless if they get a new stadium or not, that thing needs to go. So it's good that they're working on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got to put something there. It just looks atrocious.
They
got to get down and put. I don't know if you're not putting a stadium. I don't know if you're going to put a park there. I don't know if you're going to put hotels and restaurants there without the stadium. But you got to put something there.
My mom was in a rehab center in Landover, right? And I exited there, and I literally drove right in front of the stadium.
Yeah.
Like literally, it was right there outside my window.
Yeah.
And it is such an eyesore.
Sure.
It is so atrocious.
Yeah.
You're talking about RFK because the rehab center isn't that right by FedEx?
Yeah, that was FedEx.
You're talking about FedEx.
I might have been talking about FedEx.
You're talking about FedEx.
You're talking about FedEx. That
was
atrocious.
FedEx.
Yeah, because your mom was in the rehab center.
Yeah, you're right. I was talking about FedEx.
Right in Landover.
That was just, right in front of the stadium. I see that
FedEx isn't great looking either.
Yeah, it's not.
But it's better looking than RFK.
I see RFK. You know,
what are they
going to
do with FedEx? I know they got to play in FedEx until the stadium's
that one. I'm guessing that they would demolish and just turn into real estate.
Yeah, put into homes. Yeah,
I mean that area. Has developed.
I mean, home developers are going to make a billion on that property.
Yeah, kind of in Prince George's County, eventually, where the old Wild World was the Six Flags, that's going to be developed, right? Because they're shutting down Six Flags.
Right.
And then who knows what happens there. But like I said, when this lingers, that leaves wiggle room for the other states to get in the mix. Now, Virginia has been more quiet, but here you have a Maryland senator a couple days ago saying, hey, we still want to get in the mix. And it seemed like the governor, Wes Moore, was kind of playing ball, saying, okay, whatever. D.C., go ahead, more power to you. But I could see Maryland getting back in the mix.
I doubt it. But maybe. It's always possible. Let's go to Steve at Fairfax. You may know more than us. Steve, what's up?
What's up, boys?
Hey.
What's happening?
To piggyback off of what Jason and Matt said, that you know, RFK is still standing. Mm-hmm. It's not even demolished yet. I mean, this sounds like this is a lot of red tape. And, you know, I think certain council members are grandstanding saying, you know, they got this little thing, this little nugget for the city. Mm-hmm. So, you know, re-election's coming up. I believe Mendelson's chair is coming up for re-election and other members as well. So I think this is just a ploy. I get it. They need time to scrutinize everything. I get it. I think they can meet in the middle instead of having a July 15th date. Why not do it like an August 15th or the end of August? Still plenty of time. The stadium's still standing. It's not going to go anywhere until, you know, next year. I don't think anybody's going to swoop in. Virginia doesn't want it. I don't think Maryland can afford it. You know, the money for Maryland's budget is in the tank now. Rick Snyder talks about it all the time on his little YouTube videos that, you know, this is just grandstanding and politics at its best, unfortunately. And you know, the Harris group, they know what they're doing. Again, these are billion-dollar guys. They knew what they were getting into. I think the cat's kind of out of the bag. They want to be in. Everybody knows they want to be in D.C. D.C. wants them in. You know, in the city. This is just, you know, just working out
a hiccup.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Apparently,
buddy.
The demolition of RFK began in 2022.
Yeah, who would know?
I guess they're saying they started removing the old wooden seats, stadium seats. And in 2023, Smoot Construction Company came in and started working on asbestos abatement.
Smooty Flakes.
Universal waste removal and disposal of non-hazardous materials.
I didn't know Fred Smoot was involved in that business.
He's got a lot of businesses, actually.
Yeah, he does.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, what's up, bud? Going with the junk.
Yes, hi. Good morning. You know, I'm reading in the Washington Post, and I just want to comment on the stadium deal.
Okay.
Mendelson says, as soon as possible after the public hearing, which his staff would be held, the public hearing would be July 29th. And on July 30, the team hearing and government officials. Now, as soon as possible, they'll vote on this after these hearings. I don't know what as soon as possible is, but it sounds to me that if they're holding public hearings July 29 and then for the team July 30, they're trying to move ahead, you know, with this deal, because earlier we were thinking that maybe it could be delayed until September. Voting as soon as possible. That's the wild card here. And I just think we have to wait for these public hearings and see how it plays out.
I think you're right. Okay. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it, buddy. It's complicated. It's over our head.
It just continues.
I know.
It continues.
I just want it done.
Yes.
I really do.
Going to be years. No matter what happens, it's going to be years, this process.
When did we first, you think, start talking about the Commanders, the then Redskins, needing a new stadium?
Oh, man, it must have been 15 years ago. It wasn't even that old. And people were just
probably before RG3, right?
They started ripping out seats.
Well, that was maybe a little bit after.
I don't know. At one point, weren't they?
I feel like the unhappiness began probably after 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
People started going, the stadium sucks.
I always thought it was fine, but yeah. Compared to what they're putting out there now, yeah, it's hot garbage.
Will Dawkins, Wizards GM, going to join us at 8:25. Mark Ein, minority owner of the Commanders, at 9:40 here on the Junkies.